In your Bibles, please, for our second reading, and that'll be in Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. The righteous is delivered out of his trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. A hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, for such as are upright in their way are his delight. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than his meat, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, so we have, again, a number of proverbs that are given in these various forms. So we have some antithetical proverbs, as we open up the passage, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Now, there is going to be more talk of this particular topic in this passage about weights and measures, about justice and injustice, about stealing and giving, about generosity and so on. And we want to make sure that we understand that, okay? But it is first given here in this antithetical proverb. Notice that the Lord is conversant with and sovereign over the smallest details of our lives. He's not only the God of quote-unquote religious truth, but of everything that we do. So just weights and balances are within His purview, as is everything that pertains to life and practice. There's only one rule of faith and obedience, and that is the Scriptures. God speaking in His Word. All right. Another antithetical proverb contrasting pride with lowliness. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Another antithetical proverb contrasting integrity and perverseness. Integrity and perverseness. Integrity means what? Behaving yourself with honor, uprightness. And what is perverseness? Well, being crooked, right? Being twisted in that way. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, verse 4, but righteousness delivereth from death. And so we have the difference there between riches and true riches. Okay? All right, so then in 5, 7, and 8, so 5, 6, 7, and 8, several comparisons made between the righteous and the wicked. On the one hand, direction, safety, and on the other, falling. On the one hand, deliverance, on the other, capture. There is only a false expectation and hope to the wicked. Notice the best he can hope for is the falsehood that he believes. And then the trouble prepared for the righteous is visited upon the wicked. Right? The trouble that is prepared for the righteous is visited upon the wicked. And so we think of many times, right? Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel's three friends and their accusers, the Israelites and the Egyptians, Haman and his gallows. All of those things point to this particular scripture maxim, and that is when the wicked plot against the just, their plots fall upon their own heads. All right, so then in verse 9 also we have another antithetical proverb. A hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge the just shall be delivered. And so we notice there that the hypocrite, that he's contrasted with knowledge. And we would think that ignorance should be contrasted with knowledge and not hypocrisy. Well, what is hypocrisy? It's a pretense. It's false knowledge, right? It's something that's being set forth falsely. It's knowledge that is set forth in falsehood. It's not really knowledge at all. All right, so then in 10 and 11, we have a couplet here. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. Okay, that's not antithetical. That's a synthetic proverb. It continues all the way through it. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. That is the shouting of joy. The shouting of joy. Why? Why would the city shout with joy when the wicked within it perish? Well, because the reason for them to be brought under God's crosshairs are gone. Right? They recognize that they are coming under judgment. When the bomb goes off, some shrapnel may hit them when the Lord strikes at the wicked. Okay, and then by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. So we have A-A-A-B in that particular system. Interesting how Solomon will change that up from time to time. Okay, so then we move on. I got to go pretty quickly here. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. The talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. So these are really all of a piece, and they talk about how we relate to those that are, we could describe them as our neighbors, our friends. Okay? And so how we speak about them reveals our true heart. Then where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. That's an antithetical proverb that's very famous. We know that one very well. We hear it all the time. And it is good wisdom to widen out your purview of counselors, to those that are righteous and heap those to you. All right, he that is surety for a stranger will smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. What does it mean to become a surety? That means to be a guarantor for someone else's debt. Right? Notice you're not forbidden from doing so. But the folly of such a procedure is well known. Okay? But you're not forbidden from that. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. Okay, so we have then a honor and riches. Really, we might want to understand riches there. That's being used as riches in the literary sense, and it corresponds to honor. It's really true riches. Okay. All right, and then notice the merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. Now, this is a recurring theme through this chapter, that when the wicked do evil, they do evil to themselves. They're not really hurting anyone more than they hurt themselves. All right, so then in 18 through 22, we have a teaching on our focus, on our perspective, and on our priority. Then in 23 through 26, we can go back to verse 17 because it is very similar. It's that recurring theme about the wicked doing evil to themselves primarily. And then the remainder of the Proverbs are set forth as couplets contrasting the righteous and the wicked. To the wicked then we have death, deceit, abomination, and frowardness, punishment, mischief, servitude, evil, and sore trouble. And to the righteous we have a sure reward, life, the Lord's delight, deliverance, favor, flourishing, the tree of life, and honorable recompense. All of those things accrue to the upright. Okay, so five main themes in the chapter, like we did in the last chapter, and then we'll close. First of all, there are general statements concerning the end of the righteous versus the wicked, just like there were in chapter 10. Very general. There's the difference between riches and true riches, and that is made specifically poignant in this chapter. There is a difference between riches and true riches. Third, the difference between that which is apparently beautiful and pleasant and that which truly benefits. That which is apparently beautiful or pleasant and that which truly benefits the soul. Fourth, there is also a speech in this chapter, again, about the government of the tongue, keeping our mouths under control. And then fifth, we tend to be diligent in that which we truly love, whether the things of the world or the things of God. And so where we find our diligence being expended is generally where our hearts truly are, despite perhaps a profession to the contrary. All right, well, those are the five themes that I was able to ascertain out of this chapter.